This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. We're going to take a little detour into the weeds of commerce for a moment. Did you know that when a credit card company processes a payment, they use different codes to signify different kinds of retailers? There's a code for pet supply stores, another one for florists. And for years now, there's been pressure on the financial industry to create a unique merchant category code for stores that sell guns and ammunition to make it easier to flag suspicious sales. Late last week, Amalgamated Bank announced that it had applied for and received just such a code from an international global standards body. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more on what that means.
Since we started using credit cards about 70 years ago, gun and ammunition merchants have been put under the category of miscellaneous, which also includes map stores, magic shops, places that sell mostly ice. Lisa Ellis studies payments at the equity research firm Moffitt Nathanson.
Digital payments are increasingly widely used and have been more frequently used for actually purchasing guns. I think historically that would be have been a purchase that was often just made in cash.
The idea behind introducing this unique code for gun retailers is to help the financial services industry spot suspicious activity so it can report it to the Treasury Department. Catherine Judge studies financial regulation as a law professor at Columbia.
There's been work done showing that before a lot of the mass shootings, the shooters involved oftentimes bought a significant number of firearms within just a few weeks of when the shooting occurred. And so there's the hope that you could identify those patterns of behavior.
And maybe even stop a shooting before it occurs. Judge points out banks and credit card companies have a long history of flagging legal transactions that might be indicators of illegal activity. She says for this to actually work, there needs to be a system to filter through those red flags.
As actually, there really is something here that's suspicious, and then turned over to the FBI or local law enforcement in a timely way. And those are mechanisms that don't yet exist.
Judge says the financial industry actually tends to overreport, which means there could be more data going to the Treasury Department than it's prepared to deal with. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.